from now. Nineteen to 11 now, as we say, a very good morning to a man who has, over many years, been a wonderful part of the Canberra and district scene, and is just going to update a few more mysteries for us. I see on his website, which is yowieman.com.au, that he is referred to as a mystery investigator and crypto-naturalist, the study of strange and hidden phenomena. I am talking, of course, about Tim the Yowie Man, who joins us this morning. Tim, hello, how are you?
I'm very well, and a very good morning to you, Chris.
All righty, let's talk about a few things that are happening. I've got a few things in front of me that interest me. One in particular is this the business about water mysteries. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is the water mysteries on Lake George. Late last year, we saw the lake fill up, or almost fill up. A lot of water poured into the lake after the big rains last winter.
Yep.
And it started to dry out over our very hot summer. Now, this has led to quite a strange natural phenomena that occurs in lakes around the world, which are about a third full, like Lake George is at the moment, and subject to winds. Now, this is quite remarkable, Chris. And just to give you some context, the first time that this natural phenomena, which I'll outline in a moment, was witnessed by early settlers, was way back in the 1820s when some people camped on the shores of Lake George. Imagine them camping near where the Federal Highway is now that goes up to Sydney, camping near there. They camped there, and the water was a long, long way away, right? They wake up in the morning, there's been no rain overnight, and the water has inundated their tent, and they're absolutely saturated. How has this happened, given that it hadn't rained for a month prior? And it's all to do with a natural phenomenon, Chris. Any ideas what it might be?
Well, it's almost Old Testament syndrome by the sound of it, isn't it? Here comes the rain. And being the 1820s, I dare say they might have thought that some horrible divine intervention occurred.
Indeed, they may have thought that, but that wasn't the case at all. All that had happened, and it took scientists many years to work this out, and it still happens, and it may well even happen today because of the levels in the lake, is it's a seiche. A seiche is like it's a natural phenomena caused by winds coming from different directions at different parts of the day and literally blowing the water from one side of the lake to the other. So of a day we get our strong westerlies, and we know they cause problems in the area like the fires yesterday, and they blow the water in the lake because imagine a shallow a saucer. You blow a saucer and the water will go on the other side, won't it?
Mm.
A big westerly will blow the water, if there's only about a third full of the lake, to the far side of Lake George. But then of an evening, we often get that easterly come in, and it will blow the water back. So literally, the water in Lake George over a short period of time, like a day, can appear as if it goes up and down, but it's not. It's literally been blown from one side of the lake to the other, and it's quite an amazing sight to see.
Absolutely remarkable. Now, what about the move? I remember when this happened, they lifted, as I remember, almost getting caught by Lake George flooding the northern end of the Federal Highway up there.
Yeah.
Back around 1990, they moved the road and lifted it, but some trees were moved as a result.
Yeah, you know the trees, we call them grass trees. They're quite popular trees in Canberra Garden. Some of the workers out there, including it was a Robbie Wallace from out of Bywong. He didn't want all these grass trees, which some of them were over 1,000 years old. He didn't want them just bulldozed by the roadwork. So he and some others moved, I think it was around 150 of these trees, to a new spot. And there, right near the top of Geary's Gap, which is that lookout that you pass right at the top of the lake when you're coming towards Canberra. And just along the side of the road from there is a little patch where 150 of these grass trees that were transplanted, they live on. So we're all got our eyes down on the lake when we drive past, don't we, Chris? But after you come up over the rise and you go up that bit of a hill where you're shifting through the gears, look to the left and you'll see this forest of grass trees, the like of which I haven't seen anywhere else in Australia.
Remarkable stuff. Look, time for one more before we go, mate. I wanted to mention, because there's a movie coming up being screened next week at the Bushranger Hotel and Collector about Ben Hall, and there's something here about a swinging bridge.
That's right. There's an old homestead. It's just out of view of the when you're driving along the lake, but in this old homestead, which has a swinging bridge across a creek, which is one of the creeks which actually flows into Lake George, on that creek is the swinging bridge. And the property owner there, in the 1860s, when there was a lot of bush ranging activity, the property owner actually, to protect himself and his wife, his name was Terence Aubrey Murray, from bush rangers who were romping through the area, he thought the only way I can protect myself is to get a heap of mattresses and put them in all my windows. So if the bush rangers come around with their guns, they won't shoot me. And of course, what happened was merely that the bush rangers knocked on the door, and his wife opened the door, and they got in that way. So stuffing all the mattresses in the windows wasn't of much use. But but yeah, you did mention a movie, At Collector, just north of Lake George there. Next Saturday, they're having a special showing of the Ben Hall movie, which was, of course, Ben Hall, one of the bushrangers who roamed throughout the region. So it's one of the rare opportunities to see this feature film out in the garden there, the beer garden at the Collector Pub, the Bushranger Hotel.
Yep.
And that's next Saturday. So contact the Bushranger Pub if you want to go along. I think there's going to be a few hundred people there. So should be a nice afternoon, evening out at Collector.
Film starts about 8:45, I believe it is too. Tim, that's all we've got time for today, but I know we'll talk again and there's plenty more to get through. Thank you very much indeed.
It's a pleasure, Chris, and you have a good weekend.
Okay, mate. Bye-bye. Tim the Yowie Man there, yowieman.com.au, and you can actually go on tours with Tim as well.